Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Larry Bluestein, Danny G, up until 8 o'clock this evening. Thanks so much to Keith Niebuhr from Gators Online and Jason Beatty from the Orlando Sentinel in the first segment of the show. And now we turn our attention to South Florida and one of the programs that has just done tremendous. In the short time that Kaiser University has been around, last year playing for the national championship. So it makes for a really busy off season, and nobody does and spaces out a summer camp schedule like this program and head coach Doug Socha. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. I know this is a hugely busy time for you.
Yeah, absolutely, Larry. Thanks for having me on. And, this is a busy time of the year for everybody involved in athletics, specifically football and camps and everything. But it's a great time of the year.
Well, you've taken it not only in the June, where obviously you compete with the other programs that have it around the country, NCAA member schools, but you take your stuff into July now. And which is great because there's very little competition as far as other kids having to say, well, I'm going to, Miami or I'm going to Wisconsin this week. There's very few options in July because a lot of those, as I said, the NCAA member schools kind of close down for that month or for the better part of the month. And that's where you've kind of turned it into gear. Your 7-on-7 is awesome. Your padded camps are great. Now this year you added a quarterback receiver academy as well. Talk about the events coming up.
Yeah, it's been a busy few weeks, and obviously it's certainly it's going to go into July. We just had our prospect camps last week, and I think we had over 100 campers there, and those were all positions, and guys had a chance to showcase themselves. And then the next day we followed it up with a big man camp, O-line, D-line, running back, and linebacker, quarterback academy, receiver academy. And, we had well over 150 kids there at that camp. It was an excellent camp, good prospects. Guys got a lot of work and loved it, and they got in, and, they worked really hard. And upcoming, our team camp, I think we're one of the last man standing when it comes to this team camp. And, we certainly have sustained over time. And, we're going to have probably 16 teams on campus here on the 15th, 16th, and 17th. And 8 of those teams will stay overnight. 8 of those teams will be commuters or evening teams, full pads, competed out. It's really one of the most exciting 3 days, all year long when it comes to camps for us. And then we'll get into July and we'll do another quarterback receiver camp on July 15th. And then we're going to package that with a ball hawk defensive back showcase, which will be the first time we've ever done that. We're going to try and get some DBs on campus and let them compete against the receivers. So we love camps and we love getting prospects on our campus, and it's an important piece of what we do, and it's good for everybody.
Yeah, no doubt. Obviously, we talk about the reception that you're getting from the South Florida athletes, from all the way down into Dade County up through the Treasure Coast and into the center part of the state after a successful year, you guys being in the spotlight. How's that worked out? Obviously, the coaches, now they're kind of gravitating towards you more. The kids who maybe before were looking, it's an NAIA school, are looking at it in a whole different way. How's that working out?
Yeah, it's been positive. Obviously, when you win, people kind of are aware of that. And, I had a chance to get out on the road a little bit more this spring and really did that, purposeful and got into some areas like Tampa and Orlando and down into Broward and Dade and got in and saw some of these guys. And, we got into some schools that I've never been in, and the reception was great. I love getting out there with the high school coaches and having this relationship. It's really important for us. But certainly winning has been really good. And obviously playing for a national title was obviously something that they knew and wanted to talk about. So it's certainly, it always helps.
Yeah, no doubt. Doug Socia is the head coach at Kaiser University. He's kind enough to join us this evening. And you're looking ahead at your schedule for 2023, really impressive. And I know you up the bar all the time. I mean, you know, when you have obviously programs Lindsey Wilson, a lot of people don't realize what a powerhouse they are. Valdosta, which won a national title a few years ago. And then your NAIA schools in the conference, and certainly, you know, St. Thomas and you have had some really good battles, as you have with Southeastern University as well. When you look at your schedule, you got to be smiling, because this is what brings the kids in.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've gotten this thing to where we want it. You know, last year we did not have the success on the front end like, you know, we would have liked to have. You know, we played a 1AA team, we played the two Division II teams, and, you know, and it didn't turn out our way, but it certainly got us ready. But we want that. That keeps their attention. We want our team to be challenged. We want our program to be challenged and have this heightened focus throughout the offseason and stay driven. And, you know, so that's why we're going to schedule that way. And as long as our schedule can stay, you know, open, we, you know, we're always going to try to look for teams like Valdosta, you know, West Florida. We've had conversations with them in the past. Mississippi College is actually going to come to us this year, you know, and then anyone else in the region that's within busing distance, you know, Division II, that, you know, we really would like to try to get them on our schedule. There's absolutely no doubt about that.
Yeah, and not only that, I mean, I know the fan support has really increased over the last couple of years. You know, your fan base is a lot better now. A lot of people are flocking to the games. How's that worked out?
It's been good. You know, I think when you look at small college football, you know, and you know, you can just pull in. You don't really get charged for parking at all at our place. You know, you either buy your ticket or you had a ticket when you get there. It's an easy environment. You're close to the field. Our fans can get close to the players when they come out of our locker room. It's really a great fan environment. We've got a great following here. Obviously, our roster of local talent certainly attracts that. But then, you know, I think there's some growing interest in our, you know, Palm Beach County community of, you know, this is college football. It's on a Saturday afternoon or a Saturday evening. And, you know, there's a lot of local talent. So the following has been really good. I know we've had a lot of conversations on our campus of, you know, how we're going to, you know, enhance that game day environment, you know, for kids that come to the game and seating and adding seating and all that. So it's been really good.
Right.
I think when you've got a great administration and people on board, you know, that's going to happen.
And also, before we let you go, the visibility of your program, especially from your coaches who, during the spring, no matter where I went, your assistant coaches were all over the place. I think that for the kids who get an opportunity to see it, I think it reinforces about the program, because, like I said, you had coaches at so many events this year. I know when we saw you guys up at the Palm Beach Gardens event where they had 10 teams, and it gave you an opportunity also to see all those programs. So good stuff there, and I appreciate you, as always, Coach, joining us. And, you know, we'll see you, and we'll talk soon.
All right, sounds like a plan. And, again, we always thank you for what you're doing for everything here in South Florida and all these kids. So appreciate it, Larry.
Good stuff. Hey, Coach Doug Socia ends hour number one from Kaiser. Don't go away. Big hour coming up.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.